Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. James Rapine, did you have a shame bush growing up?
I did not. I love this idea, though. And I just keep picturing Ken crying while he's getting beat up from it. So, or buy it.
Jeez. Oh, no, my dad didn't actually go to the shame bush to get me. I had to come in from the
that
shame bush.
That was his Madison Square
house.
Garden. All right, here we go.
Live.
Let's get
from
it on.
The shame bush.
Oh, my God. My mom would walk in. You are looking live.
James Rapine joined us. Okay, so, James, let's talk serious here. Was Saturday the worst doubleheader in the history of baseball? We called it the doubleheader of death.
Fair. Yeah, you could call it a lot of things. It ended their chances at the Central, and it was quick, man. I mean, Clevinger pitches his tail off. You feel really good about that one, considering the Twins are throwing a bunch of relievers out there. And what have we said about the Twins? Oh, their bullpen isn't that great. Well, it was on Saturday, and it ended any Central chances, but The Indians were able to salvage the weekend a little bit by winning yesterday, but I'm not sure if it's enough, guys. That was a tough weekend and a tough Saturday.
Well, James, first of all, yesterday, I have to tell you, that home run by Roberto Perez, that might have changed everything, because if they end up getting swept by the Twins there, and then what are they, two and a half? They would be two games behind. That would have been horrendous.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
I feel like if you...
two and a half, and it... Honestly, you lose to a Twins lineup that wasn't fully in it. You know, they were using some backups, some guys that you normally don't see, because they're saying, hey, we won the division. It was kind of like a victory lap at Progressive Field. And so if you lose that game, I'm with you. You failed to gain a game on Tampa Bay, who did lose, and it puts you in a real tough spot. So I think doing that, winning in Tampa Bay, losing, kind of gives a little bit of hope here moving forward into this week.
All right, I got to ask you about this. What was the fan? What was the reaction by people in the press box about the video of the fans getting into it up in the upper deck there?
Yeah, it was.
Because that really doesn't happen a lot at baseball games, that type of thing.
No, it's interesting. I think people were surprised at the elbow drop. You know,
that was rough.
But no, it was. Yeah, it was. It was kind of crazy. We didn't see it that night on Saturday. We saw it. At least I didn't, and I saw it Sunday, because that shows you how close attention I pay to social media. But kind of crazy. Shows what a wild Saturday it was at Progressive Field, because you're right, you don't really see it at football games almost every week. Someone's going through a table or something like that, but you rarely see anything like that at a baseball game. How crazy is it that that's the normal, that we're talking about tables and people going through them and not a WWE event?
We got James Rapine joining us on the show. There are obviously some people who were upset about the canceled season ticket holder meet and greet or event that they were supposed to have. It's been a little bit. What were some of the reactions you did get from fans while you were there about that getting canceled? Got to ask about it. I know it's a tough thing to bring up, but go ahead.
Sure, yeah. I think they're bummed. You know, the fact that it gets canceled and there's no makeup date. I think that's the thing that stands out the most. You know, if they're making it up and it's later in the year, but the Indians are assuming that later in the year, games are going to be even more meaningful. So it's tough. And maybe they just, you make it earlier next year. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something there, but maybe you make the meet and greet earlier in the season where the games don't feel as meaningful and they're not in the middle of a playoff race. I don't know. There's probably a reason why they don't do that. That's over my head. But that seems like the simple solution from where I'm sitting.
All right, James, now that we're not really focused on the Twins as much and we can really start to dial in on Oakland and the Rays, could you kind of size up this race down the stretch as the Indians? I think if you look at the Rays' schedule, I mean, it's brutal. They play the Dodgers, the Red Sox, and the Yankees, while the Indians have some winnable games here. Could you size up, tell us where the Indians stack up against those two teams?
Yeah, you did a good job of it there. Oakland's getting in. because their schedule is it's easy for them, I think, to coast in. They're obviously in first place, three games ahead of the Indians, a game and a half ahead of the Rays. And so Tampa Bay, you need them to lose this week, and you need them to lose a lot, especially if it comes down to that final weekend when you're in Washington and you don't have a DH. That means you're either using Franmil Reyes in the outfield, which is something obviously the Indians don't prefer to do, or you have his bat on the bench. So that's a tough spot for the Indians. They're not going to have that DH spot. So you hope you can catch the Rays before that and have an edge going into that final weekend. So they need the, like I said, or like you said, the Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees to handle business. And if not, and who knows? I mean, if you're the Dodgers, you kind of got things sewn up. So how in are you on winning this week? It'll be interesting to see for sure.
How's Jason Kipnis feeling?
MRI today. Looked all right. It didn't look like it was that swollen or anything like that. He wanted to stay in the game. He hit his double after he tweaked his wrist. So we'll see if it's anything serious. Team usually keeps that tight to the vest until the next day. So I'm sure we'll know something by tomorrow. But yeah, that would be just the cherry on top when it comes to injuries, man. It seems like they're never ending this season.
Do you have any idea, James, how they're going to handle the closer role from here on out? We saw yesterday, I mean, you don't see this often in baseball, that with two outs in the ninth, they make a pitching change. That's obviously very non-traditional. Do you think that's how this is going to go? They're going to go righty-lefty or matchups from here on out?
I do. I think if they don't have Brad Hand, they'll do that and kind of go that closer by committee role. Now, I will say yesterday was kind of a little unique because Hoyt had already pitched an inning and two-thirds, and he pitched well, and Perez was warming up, and maybe they just felt more comfortable. But, yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think Nick Whitgren kind of has the edge if you're looking at a one guy closing, but I don't think there's any one guy that's going to get every single opportunity because they have so many different arms, so many different guys with unique styles, et cetera. So the good news is James Karinczak looked good in his debut. That was the one good thing that came out of Saturday, I would say, is that Karinczak didn't look, and they're down 9-5. It wasn't like it was a pressure situation or anything like that, but it didn't look like he was going to be overwhelmed by major league hitters. So maybe he emerges a little bit here over the past next week or two. But yeah, Brad Hand threw yesterday. They're taking it slow with him. We'll see if he returns this season. It certainly would be a big blow if they're not able to use him down the stretch here.
Has Robert, we always talk about Carlos Santana, and Carlos obviously fantastic throughout the year, but has Roberto Perez almost been the unsung hero? Because not just the home run, but just his stability throughout the season. There were some people wondering whether or not you'd miss Yan, and he's really stepped up to the plate and played well. He's also called a good game behind the plate.
Yeah, I think the most you're right, unsung hero, that's a good way to put it, because Carlos Santana probably the most valuable player, but the guy who had to be the most consistent day in and day out, regardless of what he does at the plate, it's Roberto Perez, because he's dealing with young pitchers like Aaron Civale and Zach Plesac and Jeffrey Rodriguez earlier in the year. James Karinczak, who I just mentioned. You're working with all these guys you really haven't worked with before, and he's got to get him through it. Even Shane Bieber, you know, it's his second year, and he's helped him become an all-star and helped him pitch 200 innings and really emerge as one of the game's really good pitchers. So Roberto Perez is having one heck of a season, especially when you look at his home runs and look at what he's done. I mean, he's hitting, and he's hitting at the right time for the Indians, which not everyone is right now, so it's good to see him come through, especially because he's played through some injuries. He's been banged up. Heck, he took a foul ball off the forearm, and then it grazed his face on Saturday, and he kept playing. Taking a baseball to the face doesn't sound comfortable or fun. But, yeah, he's tough, and he's certainly a big reason why the Indians are in the hunt here for a wild card spot.
All right, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone, our Indians beat reporter. James, hopefully we can continue talking to you throughout this run, and hopefully they can get to that wild card game. Thanks, man.
If they don't make the wild card, who has to stand by the shame bush?
Oh, we're going to do the whole show from there. And you're going to have
to join us. Should have a remote from it.
Okay, sounds good. I just wanted to ask in advance. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Yes, we'll get it sponsored. We'll do everything.
Big butter. I was at the drive. I smashed a coffee table into splinters after the fumble. Now you listen here. You get your chubby ass out from behind the shame bush and face your fear like a man. You live in Cleveland, not in Cincinnati.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.